Hey everyone, welcome to the Curious Girl Diaries podcast. I'm Layla London, aka The Curious Girl. Now, just to let you know, this podcast is not suitable for work. It's also not suitable for anybody under 18. But the rest of you consenting adults, let's get ready to talk about my sex life, sex in general, and everything in between in explicit, raunchy, fun detail. All right, here we go.
I've been craving oral sex. Like, I want somebody to eat my pussy, just devour it, every bit of it. I'm dying for that. I need some good oral sex. I'm just dying for good fucking. Like, just sometimes my mood switches, like, where I just really want to be the one in control and fuck his brains out. And then other times, I want my brains fucked out. So I'm all over the board right now. The good news is, like, I'm up for anything. And they included some pictures. Oh my gosh, she's fisting. There's a picture of this woman. Ooh, she's fisting another woman. Holy shit, I don't want to be fisted. I just want to rip your clothes off, you know? Like, I can be shopping for groceries with you and just be next to you if our chemistry is right. I'm turned on and hot and bothered and I want you. I might be able to work with this. I think I can work with this. Yes, because it sounds like she wants to go down on me while he's fucking me. That I'm all about. Absolutely. Hey guys, welcome to the Curious Girl Diaries podcast. I'm Layla. All right, I'm going to jump right in. Whew. Boy, shit has really been crazy since my move to Florida. I'm not settled. I'm staying with friends who do not know that I have a podcast and especially don't know that I have a podcast about my sex life. So I feel like I've almost been leading this double life. Like, I'm sneaking around to do every podcast. I have podcasted from my car. I've gone and, you know, procured a little like co-op work share place where I can go and podcast. The problem is the acoustics there are horrible. The acoustics in my friend's house are horrible. Not that I can ever really get a moment's peace, or, you know, not that I'm ever alone or private, but the walls are thin there. But not only that, their stuff is still coming too, because they moved from California. It's just been, I feel like by hook or crook, I'm getting these episodes out. And I apologize that they haven't been on schedule, but I think I'm starting to get back on schedule. So you can look forward to that, like our Tuesdays and Saturdays. Those are like my days that I really like to release. Sometimes I totally miss the mark. And since my move, like the last one, my Tuesday episode came out on Thursday and my Saturday episode came out, this previous Saturday came out on Sunday. It's just been crazy. So I really love you guys and appreciate you for hanging in there with me during this time. I finally did my walkthrough. My place is going to be ready on the 20th. So I'll be moving and getting set up with my stuff and my pods and everything. So that's great. It's very, very soon, right around the corner, 12 days from now to be exact. So I can just kind of wing it and hang on until then. But you know what I thought? So first of all, I am so fucking horny right now. I think the fact that I have to live this sort of like secret life right now, and it feels like a secret life, is making me a little just extra horny and crazy. Like, I really want it. I've been craving oral sex. Like, I want somebody to eat my pussy, just devour it, every bit of it. I'm dying for that. I need some good oral sex. And I'm just dying for good fucking. Like, just sometimes my mood switches, like, where I just really want to be the one in control and fuck his brains out. And then other times, I want my brains fucked out. So I'm all over the board right now. But the good news is, like, I'm up for anything. So I thought today would be fun. I'm going to let you guys help me. Let's go through my inbox. Remember I told you I've got like 270 messages in my inbox? I'm going to randomly pull them up, like no order. I'm just going to put my cursor on it and open it and we'll see what it says together. This will be fun. But before I did that, I wanted to answer a question that I got on Tumblr. And it says, have you ever done a podcast concerning relationships? Ones that have worked out and ones that probably more often than not grow toxic. The jealousy that arises from some of these lonely folks on here. Just curious. Okay, I'm not going to give this guy's handle out because I don't know that he would want me to do that. But, oh my gosh, this is a really good question because I have to be honest with you guys. Well, you know I'm honest with you guys, but I shouldn't have prefaced it that way. But I don't think I've ever been shy about saying, I'm sort of an extrovert. I'm an introverted extrovert. I don't like social media, to be honest with you. I find it fake and on some levels ridiculous. I don't really care about your coffee or your breakfast or your eggs or the Pinterest reel you want to paint about how perfect and wonderful your life is. I don't believe it because I'm sort of a student of the real world. I love to clear the bullshit from the room and just be straight up and honest about things. That's my philosophy. And the longer I'm alive, the more I realize people don't like honesty. They don't want to clear the bullshit. They don't want to live open and free and truthful. And that's become overwhelmingly obvious since I've started this podcast, since I've, you know, because of the podcast, had to engage in more social media. Now, don't take that the wrong way, because I do love the interaction with you, with the listeners and you guys. But I guess you can count on me to not put any sugar-coated BS out there. I like to just put the truth out there, which is relationships are messy and sticky, and sometimes they're great, and there's high highs and low lows, and that's life. And to think that, you know, when you look at someone's Facebook or Instagram, that where it's always a perfect picture, I just feel like people get the wrong message from that. I don't, but as a general rule, I find that people are, I don't know, now they take that and they see that and then they think, oh, well, I'm not like that, or my life isn't like that. I just want to put out, I guess, honest and true and factual stuff. And that's not always the popular stuff, right? It's not always. I mean, believe me, I could go way overboard. And in fact, I'll tell you, I feel like my brand managers that I've had, I'm not going to say that they would push that, but I think they understand that that's what feeds the machine. So they'll ask for that. Well, could you give us more, you know, pictures of your day and, you know, where you're going and things like that. And I guess I always question, do people really want to see that? Do they give a shit? Do they really give a shit? I don't think me going to the gym is that interesting, or me in the grocery store, here's my dinner. You know, I don't know, guys. I really don't know. I don't know what the right answer to that is. Maybe, you know, I would love it if you guys gave me feedback. Like, if you want to see that stuff, if you want me to post more of myself, my day on my social media, I will do it. I guess I just feel like, is it really that interesting? I don't know. I'm not sure how to take it, but that was a long little diatribe there into answering this question about, have I ever done a podcast concerning Tumblr relationships? No, because again, I love Tumblr is probably my favorite social media. I will say that. And I like it because it's just a feed of pictures that I see coming in. And then I get to just repost like, oh, that's erotic. Yes, that's hot. I like that. I'm not even really, it's something I can do mindlessly. It's almost like a bit of an escape, but it's not something I take seriously. Like, who's following me? Who's reblogging my stuff? I don't pay attention to that. When I'm on Tumblr, it's purely selfish. I love to look at stuff that's erotic and hot. And I follow people when I feel like they have good feeds. And then that populates what I'm looking at and the selections that I get to reblog. And that's, for me, how Tumblr works. I don't necessarily pay attention to whom I'm reblogging or that kind of stuff. I just like what I like. If I reblog a lot of your stuff or like a lot of your stuff, that just means we have similar taste. It doesn't mean I'm hitting on somebody or I'm, you know, flirting with them. This gets taken out of context. So this question is interesting because I feel like I'll be straight with this person. I don't feel like there's valid Tumblr relationships in the sense that if you're just reblogging somebody or chatting with them, again, this is all just bullshit that anybody can put forth and pretend that they're they're this person that they're not. I don't do that. I like to be very straightforward. What you see is what you get. And if I've ever posted pictures of myself, they're not filtered. They're just the actual me. I'm not trying to misrepresent myself. Maybe I'm just more accepting of, you know, of me and where I'm at. And I'm like, well, it is what it is. But I don't find, so this question, to go back to this question here, toxic jealousy that arises from some of these lonely folks on here. No, I mean, I guess I can't relate to that. I would say it's don't get involved in it. I will say the biggest probably scenario that can relate to what this question is pertaining to would be in the very beginning. And I've told this story. Everybody knows how Sir Ink and I met. We met on Tumblr, and there was someone that I guess liked him, followed him. This may be a toxic jealousy person. Okay, this may be a prime example of weirdos on the internet. And she felt that she'd formed a relationship with him. To what extent, I don't know. But she one day, I guess I'd reblogged some of his stuff, and she asked me if I knew him. And I said, no. You know, and she's like, well, that's my dom. He's my dominant, blah, blah, blah. And she created this whole story. And I believed her, honestly. I really do. I take people at face value. When you tell me something, I just believe it. I'm like, okay, yeah. You know, I had no reason not to. And then all of a sudden, she thought for some reason, again, I didn't even know him. She thought that we had something going on. Again, this is I had no idea who he was until she pointed him out to me and said, do you know him? And I said, no, I don't know him at all. Well, I guess apparently that wasn't the right answer. She didn't believe that. She'd already had it in her mind that we were having this affair. And so it just went crazy from there. And from there, she created fake blogs pretending to be Cowboy N and saying and making up things. She contacted him. She started flirting with him, sending me screenshots of their text. And jokes on everybody. It turns out she's a catfisher. She did not look like anything in her pictures. So this would be a cautionary tale to men that I guess there's a lot of women out there that misrepresent themselves, and vice versa. I'm sure there's a lot of men out there that misrepresent themselves. So my point is to all of this is that to answer your question about the toxic jealousy that arises, don't let it arise. This is not worth your time. It's not worth these, in my opinion. And so I'm sure this might not be popular with some people predominantly. And I'm not saying that there's not rare cases. Okay. But these cyber relationships are a bullshit. They're not rooted in real everyday life stuff. It's, I guess, a wanted ideal from someone about what you can and can't be for them. And it's usually filling in a deficit that they have in their life that they just can't figure out how to do. And so they plug you into that spot and you think that it's real and there's something fabulous here and that you have this great connection. And I'm going to say, I'm going to burst some people's bubbles. Like I said, I don't think it's going to be popular. I'm going to say, you don't. Let somebody actually be in your life and live in your life with you. And the people that get that experience, that's more rooted in the truth. And so you can live out these cyber fantasies. I'm not saying that you can't. I'm just saying that they probably won't go the distance. And again, that's not to say that there aren't some people that meet online and then fall in love and that change it, that goes into something long term. That's the exception. It's not the rule. So I know that. I've never believed in this cyber bullshit, to be honest with you. I hate to, like I said, I feel like I'm bursting bubbles here. I hope not. I hope that this just brings a different perspective and a point of view about this. And no, I don't have any jealousies that arise from lonely folks because I don't give a shit about people I don't know. I don't put much time and effort and energy into it. And actually, this person also said, you know, previously asked a question about, oh, how do you find talking to people on here? And I was like, well, to be honest with you, I really don't talk to people on here, you know, or somebody, I don't know if it was, I'm not sure it was actually the same person that asked this question, but another person, you know, had asked about, oh, how do you find chatting with people on here? And, you know, I don't, I really try not to, I try to keep it to a minimum. the people I like to chat with are the people that listen to my podcast. And that's why I'm always encouraging you guys, email me or leave me a voicemail. And I've belabored the point on that one. Just, it's so much like, that's what I like connecting about. I don't need random people who like, oh, because it's usually not random people who want to comment about the podcast. It's like, oh, you know, that's hot or you're hot or what. And I'm like, okay, thanks. You know, I mean, really, you know, I'm like, thank you. I mean, I usually try to be polite to everybody, but as far as where does that fall on the priorities of my day? It's not on the radar. You know what I mean? So I hope that answers the question. I know there's people that are lonely, and I think my podcast to somewhat degree addresses that. It's like, get out there, put yourself out there. You know, if there's something in your life that's not working for you sexually or emotionally, you can change it. It's really within your ability to just change your mind about it. I mean, I did that when I had that 3.5 year dry spell where I just wasn't having sex. It wasn't on the radar. And I just literally woke up one day and went, what the fuck? This is bullshit. I'm changing this. And within a week and a half, I had done that. So it's really easy to course correct. It's really easy to change directions. And if you really want to make a change, then through social media probably won't be the way. I don't know. Again, I'm not trying to judge anybody else's situation. I'm just telling you what I find and what works best for me. And I don't get involved in the social media gossip chains or whatever you want to call them. that whole little circle jerk, it's just not for me. So anyway, that's a very long answer to that question, but it was asked and I just didn't feel like typing it would do it justice. So I hope this answers your question and I do appreciate it. It's a good one. And thank you for allowing me to comment on it. Okay. Now, let's jump into the fun stuff. All right, here we go. We're going to dive into my inbox. Okay, let me see I've been logged in here for a little bit. Okay, I'm just literally going to open these up like random. Let's see. Good morning. I read your profile and I would definitely be interested. I'm very sensual when it comes to sex. You are very sexy. I hope to hear from you. Have a good day. Okay. Well, let me see here. Let me see. So this is what happens. I open up my inbox and I read the comments and then I automatically click on their profile. And I will say that this is the worst part. I don't feel like, he's okay. Maybe. Okay, I'll give this guy a maybe. I will respond to him and I will give him a shot. But I like, again, it was a very nice opener. It's not, hey, you must suck my dick. Hey, here's a dick pic. I see his face. That's good. I'd like to see somebody's face and I will get back to him. Okay. Oh, here's a couple. Okay. Oh, no. Yeah, it looks like it's a couple. Oh, this is interesting. I think you would love my girlfriend and I giving you a very professional but free hour plus 4 hand massage. I have 29 years training and experience in teaching her. We have been a full swap couple and she has worked on 2 husbands while I gave the wife her massage and now 2 single women. She works on me a lot, but needs more training on the athletic female body. Chances are it would end in the first female-female-male scenario you mentioned. She is very feminine and seductive, so it would be a memorable bar-setting experience for you. Okay, and they included some pictures. Oh my gosh, she's fisting. There's a picture of this woman. Ooh, she's fisting another woman. Holy shit, I don't want to be fisted. Okay. and she's attractive. She is attractive. Oh my goodness. Okay. I'll have to get back to them. That's interesting. Okay. All right. Now, next one. It says, absolutely gorgeous. I have to say you have me a bit aroused right now just by viewing your profile pics. And he says his name. Okay. Let me take a look at him. I'm so glad I get to share my inbox experiences with you guys. He's got 8 photos, successful. And so he says successful professional male seeking friend, lover, soulmate, only time will tell. Okay. Oh, but he's quite a bit away. I don't know. No, I'm going to say he's out. He's in Chicago. I don't do the distance thing. You know why I don't do the distance thing, guys? Because I don't trust it. I have been taught not to trust. And this is just from experience. Guys that roll into town, they're here for a little while or doing a job or whatever. Yeah. Those guys I have found are typically married and they're just too chicken shit to fucking admit it. So you, oh my gosh. Okay. I'm just going to say it. Like, you assholes out there that are lying on your profiles, fuck off. Seriously. Be honest. You know, you're so selfish and stingy just to try to fake it and pretend that you're single when you're not. And quite frankly, welcome to the little prison you've built for yourself, because you're just perpetuating your own misery by staying stuck in something that obviously doesn't work. You're married. It's not fulfilling your needs. And then you go out there, you're lying to your spouse. And then you go out there and you lie to women that you meet randomly. And at the end of the day, it's not going to fill that bottomless pit of a void in your life. It won't. But you can keep shoveling your own little misery your way. That's my sentiments to those guys. Do you like that? Am I clear enough? Okay. All right. Okay, here's the next guy. Oh, he had messaged me. Uh-oh. Nope, he's out. Okay, this guy's out. This guy messaged me, and this is the funny thing. Now, guys, I almost don't even want to give away like how I can sniff out the truth. But this guy messaged me and his age was older than I would normally be interested in, but his picture looked really good. So I was like, okay, let me take a look at his profile. So I did. And when I looked at the profile, it does say that he is single. However, oh, there's a picture that he is attached that makes me think he's not. I will not say why. Because like I said, I don't like to give this stuff away. I can look at your pictures and I can tell if you're married or not. It's the swear to God truth. Like I can, you can tell this stuff is obvious. Okay. Or if you have a girlfriend or not. Like single men, their pictures look a certain way. And attached or married guys, their pictures look another way. And he's saying, not looking for drama or BS, just nice times when times allow. Okay. That's like classic. If you see NSA, no strings attached, you know, just no drama. I can be discreet or looking for discreet. These are dead giveaways. And so there was something else I saw in this guy's picture. So I'm like, uh-huh. They usually put very short, not very detailed profiles. And then I look at their pictures and I'm like, yep, married. Okay, so this guy's out. Oh, but then he says, good morning. Because I asked him, is this picture recent? I asked if the picture was recent, not because of his looks. I asked if the picture was recent because the minute he said it is, then I know he's married. I sort of trapped him. Anyway, and then his response is, good morning, and are yours. And let me ask, are you a good submissive? Automatically, women ask me all the time, how do you find a true dominant? How do you know this stuff? Blah, 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 blah. Okay. Like this guy asking me, am I a good submissive? Automatically tells me he's not for me. He doesn't know me. And he's leading with that. Am I a good submissive? So I'm going to send some smart ass response. I'm probably just going to say, no, I'm a shitty submissive, by the way. So move along. You know, I mean, really, like, I don't even know how to address that other than be a smart ass, because these doofs need to be shut down. Okay. Here's on to the next one. Okay. Are you into, so this is what he just leads with. Are you into BBC? I had another message recently. Are you into black guys? Look, guys, I'm just into guys. I'm into attractive men in general. I don't have any kind of I know a lot of women have like black guys, it's a kink or a fetish for them, which that's fine. I'm not, you know, I don't have a problem with that, but I'm not one of those women. I look for an attractive, hot man. And if you're an attractive, hot man, and especially if you're an attractive, hot, dominant man, and you're tall, that's sort of, then you're in the zone. Like then now we're talking. I've been with men of different backgrounds, different ethnicities. You know, someone, I think on the last podcast, was it? No, not the last podcast, not 199, but I think episode 198, where somebody said, you know, it seems like you're into rich, ripped, blah, 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 you know, men. And I'm not interested in somebody's, I mean, financial background. If you're homeless, that's probably not going to work. I'll say that. I mean, like, but if we can start, like, if you have a home, and I'm really more drawn to the person, you know, just it's that spark. I mean, you can't always put your finger on it, and it doesn't have anything to do with finances. Now, I'm not going to lie and say that I haven't been with wealthy men. I mean, you know, I think everybody that's listened to this podcast knows that I have. And there's some things about that that are a turn on. But there's also some things when you're just with somebody and just in the moment doing the smallest, most insignificant things. It doesn't have to be over the top and extravagant. And that's hot and fucking sexy too. Like, I just want to rip your clothes off. You know, like, I can be shopping for groceries with you and just being next to you if our chemistry is right. I'm turned on and hot and bothered and I want you. That has nothing to do with money. So feel like women, I say this to women. I'll just speak directly to women right now. If you are looking for a man to make your way in this world financially, there will be a trade and you have to know that. Like, you are trading a lot if you don't have your own financial security. And if you know at the end of the day, you can't make it for yourself or make it on your own, and he's really providing something for you financially that you can't provide for yourself, you're taking a big risk. I was raised to know that I could do anything I put my mind to. I could create any kind of financial future for myself that I wanted. And I have, and I've done that. And that's the satisfaction and the freedom and the stability and security that comes from that can't be matched. So I just want women, you know, I know there's like, I feel like there's been this revival of like sugar daddies and, you know, there's all these new terms like sugaring and things like that. And again, I'm not trying to bring any, you know, anybody down with that. But what I will say is I know that A, that's not for me, and B, there's a freedom and a security and just a calming of yourself, of who you are, when you know that you can make it on your own and do it for yourself. There's just no replacing that, because things can change in an instant. And I've never felt comfortable being totally dependent for finances on someone else. And it's not that they can't make more than you. And if they do, that's great. That is absolutely great. But if you're just prepared to do it for yourself, like when you want something and the first thought is, how can I make that happen? Like, how can I afford that, instead of who's going to give that to me? It's just a different mindset. So I would highly encourage women to just, I guess, try to find some balance with that, with the finances and things like that. Again, there's nothing wrong with a man that takes care of you. I love a man that takes care of me, but I also draw a lot of security in knowing that if that man gets flattened by a bus, I'm okay. You know? So there's my best advice on that. And no, you know, I'm not into specific criteria. I'm not looking for, you know, you don't have to fall into a certain financial bracket. I mean, as long as you're motivated and you know, and you're gainfully employed, oh, then hey, I'm good. And we're good. Cause I'm not looking for you really to pave my way financially. Thank goodness. That would just be adding a lot onto what I'm already looking for. It's already hard to find. Once you hit that tall zone, because I'm so specific about that, you're in a different zone. You've eliminated a lot of good candidates because the tall thing for me is so strong. It's such a strong personal desire to have somebody taller than me. It's just, I don't know. I can't get rid of that. Anyway. Okay. So going back to this, are you into BBC question? Yeah. Again, is that hot? Like, oh, here's a black guy and he's got a big black dick. Of course that's hot. Yeah. Kink wise, fuck yeah, that's hot. But it's not a driver for me. I just, you know, I'm looking for a certain area of things, and I don't eliminate somebody based on their race. And I'm not drawn to somebody just solely based on their race. So, all right. So anyway, I'll get back to that guy and answer his question. Okay. Let's see here. Okay. This is a couple and it says NSA clean, discreet, drama-free couple. She loves when I rub a girl's face into her pussy while I pound them doggy, or her sitting on her face, rubbing her nice pussy all over it while I've got those long legs spread eagle pounding you. Okay, let me see here. I might be able to work with this. I think I can work with this. Yes, because it sounds like she wants to go down on me while he's fucking me. That I'm all about. Absolutely. Yes. You will be getting a response from me. Because I don't want to go down on a woman just yet. Let me just get my first female experience in. I just don't know where it's going to go. But initially, my thoughts are, I don't want to go down on a woman. But we'll see. You know, that could be subject to change. However, I like their intro and I like where they're going with it. Okay. Let me see here the next one. Here's a guy. Okay. Morning. And he gives his name. I won't say it. Clean cut professional. I'm in Jax. That means short for, that's an abbreviation for Jacksonville. In my free time, you'll generally find me offshore on my boat. I'm well-mannered, not pushy, very respectful. I enjoy long foreplay as I am very oral and love to give. I like that. I've been having literally last night, guys, I was having some sexual dreams and they woke me up. And so when I woke up, I was literally I've had female wet dreams, where I've actually woke myself up to having an orgasm. I'm not touching myself, nothing. It's just this is all going on in my brain. And this morning I had something I was very close to coming and I did reach down and do a little assist, but boy, I came within 3 seconds. It was hot and I haven't had something along those lines where I wake up and I, you know, after dreaming about something and I'm very close to orgasming, it was hot. And I did it this morning and I'm just now I'm just totally ready. I'm okay, I'm going to go through this inbox. I'm going to get every single one of these people that I like and I'm going to meet with them. I'm ready to start tackling this stuff. I think probably because I feel all right, my place is going to be ready on the 20th. Now I'm sure of that. I can start to organize this stuff in my head. I can see the finish line. I'm not going to be staying with my friends anymore. I'm going to have my privacy again. It's going to be good. Okay. So I'm just getting more and more pumped up. I'm ready. I'm fucking ready. And I'm horny as fuck right now. I can't even tell you. I am so, yes. Okay. All right. Let me get back to this guy's message. Okay. It says, I'm in Jax. In my free time, you'll generally find me offshore on my boat. I'm well-mannered, not pushy, very respectful. I enjoy long foreplay. Yay. As I'm very oral and love to give, I'm well-endowed. I love that. Shaved and have excellent stamina. I can go more than one round. I can also host if needed. I would love to learn more about you if you're interested. Maybe have a friendly, no strings drink. I hope to hear back from you. And he gives his Keek. You know, it's funny. I have Keek. I don't use it. But the minute I log into my little hookup sites, my Keek starts going off. I don't know if you call it Keek or Kick. I call it Keek. I don't know why. Kind of stuck on that. I'll get back to this guy. He's I like it. He's giving me a lot of face pics. I always, if you don't send some face pics, how am I supposed to know? I need attraction. I have to have some sexual chemistry. I have to be attracted to your face. If I'm not attracted to your face, my pussy's not going to get wet. It's just, you're making my girl boner just go down. So that's how I'm wired. You don't have to like it. Nobody has to like it, but that's the way it works. Okay. Here's from another guy. It says, hello and happy Sunday. Okay. Yeah. You know, that's a neat, I'll check him out. Ooh, hold on. Now I'm going past him. This guy's hot. Okay, let's see. Automatically, see? I'm like, here I am. I'm like, oh, let me skip him. Okay, next guy. He's 67 miles away. Okay, good morning. I hope your week has treated you well so far. If you're interested, I would like to get to know one another. And then I don't think I responded to that. I did not. And then he sent another one just this morning. Good morning. I hope your weekend went well for you. Lovely pictures and video. I'd be very interested in getting to know and seeing more where it goes. You're very beautiful and perfectly my type. Have you been to Disney World or Universal in Florida? Yes. Well, I was just there. Didn't I mention that? Did I mention that on the podcast? I did. I had to do the, I had to do the win in Rome, right? Win in Rome. I'm a Floridian now. So I did. I had to check out Disney World. Holy shit. Holy shit. First of all, it was very hot, 84% humidity. Now I like hot, so I'm able to go, but I felt it. And oh, so interesting. So, us with my friends, right? We logged our steps. We did on one day, 9.3 miles. No joke. That's how much we just moved and went and moved and went and moved and went. We were serious about it. And we waited in those long lines. Oh my gosh. And right now you can't get season passes. Not that I would, but I probably would have just fucking bought one to not have to wait, if they had a fast pass option, but they don't right now because of COVID. So there's a lot of things. But yes, I did go to Disney World, and that was fun. That was definitely fun. And I actually did take a few pictures that I think I will post on social media with me. I said I wasn't going to get into the full Mickey stuff because I'm I'm an adult. This just whatever, I'm I'll just go because I want to check it out, but I'm not. This is kid stuff. Okay. Well, I bought the mini ears. Yep. I drank the Kool-Aid. I bought some mini ears because my friends are totally into it. And they're a couple and they're they just love it. They love going. I'm really? But I did. And I'll tell you what. Yeah, I did. I caught the fever. I caught a little bit of the bug. So it was kind of fun. I think I took a picture of myself in front of the, you just see part of my face because you guys know how I'm discreet, but you see my little mini ears and I am in front of the Aerosmith ride. I started out with Tower of Terror and then I went to Aerosmith. I like the scary, fun roller coaster stuff. I love roller coasters. Anyhow, this guy's hot. Let me check. Let's see here. How tall is he? That's always the iffy part. Oh, he's hot. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But let's see. Is he single? He says he's single and he's cute. All right. Well, I will definitely get back to him. Okay, let's do a couple more. Hello, how are you? Have you listened to Call Her Daddy? Also, where can I find your podcast? See, I will get back to this guy. But on my profile, here's a pet peeve of mine. I try to be as concise as I can on my profile and I put all the details. I put the name of my podcast. I have a podcast, The Curious Girl Diaries. Now you're making me be redundant. So when people miss little details, that's a signal to me. And I think this is important to men that they hear this. You might not like what I'm saying, but I think it's important because a lot of women feel this way. We feel like when you don't read our profiles and when you ask us redundant questions that we've already put up there and tried to answer and you ask again, what we think is lazy. And how that equates is lazy in bed, lazy man. You don't want to be a man to a woman. There's all these things that we start formulating in our head. Now this, I could be completely wrong here, but I have spoon fed you the answers to a lot of this stuff so that you can get a really good idea about whether or not I would be somebody that you would like sexually, just on the fun scale, could we have a good time? I really try to make that clear. And so when I get this, it looks like you just really saw my picture. It looks like you just saw my profile picture and you were like, oh, she's hot. And boom. And you sent me a message. I make a mental note of that. I'm like, this guy doesn't read. He's lazy. That makes me think you're lazy in bed and a lazy lover and a lousy lay. So I don't want to be the bearer of bad news, guys, but this is what women think. When you are not taking your time to actually read what the fuck we write, this is how we view you. We're like, lazy? No, wouldn't want to fuck him. He's going to be bad in bed. He's not going to make me come. He's not going to know what to do. I'm going to have to do all the work. Like all of this stuff starts boom, 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 flowing in our minds. So just giving you a heads up, just trying to be helpful. Okay. Here's an interesting one. Now I get this a lot from older men because I'm kind of right there. I'm in this interesting age bracket where I can go with younger guys. I get a lot of younger guys and then I'll get a lot of older guys. And so this guy, he says, hello, gorgeous. How are you? I would love to meet you and show you the good life in and out of the bedroom. And then I didn't respond to that. I guess that was right when I was in the middle of moving. And then he says again, hello, gorgeous. Like to have a rich daddy to hook up with and maybe more. I'm already turned off by this guy, I'll say. And I'm going to just tell him I'm not interested because I try to respond to people. it's funny because, again, you know, going back to, I know somebody back on my Q&A said, you know, it seems like you're just interested in rich guys. No, this guy is saying he's rich, whether he is or not. I don't know. He could be. He could be disgustingly rich. I don't care. I don't care. A, I'll say I don't necessarily find him attractive. B, I'm not a gold digger. C, I was raised right. And, you know, my parents instilled me with a healthy amount of self-esteem. Like, you can do anything you want. You can earn anything you want. And I ran with that philosophy. And so I was able to do that. And that feels really great. As a woman, that feels amazing. This is not to take away from, you know, you, this is the beauty of it. When you take the finances out of it, you get to just need a man, want a man, and be with a man because he's a fucking man that fits that manly criteria, not because he's a bank account or a check card or a deposit every month. This is somebody that you want, need, desire, crave, that drives you crazy sexually, that you want to bare your soul to. And it's not just, it's not an obligation. It's not a financial obligation. And men that want to have women that are under their thumb financially, quite frankly, could never handle me. Never, never, never in a million years, because I don't need that. And if you want to approach it from that way, and that's the way I can tell this guy's used to, he's been able to attract women based on his finances. And I need a man that has more depth than that, more than a bank account. And I could never actually have great sex with. It would just be obligatory. I'd be masturbating on his dick. That might be great for him, but I want to really enjoy myself. I love to just enjoy my time that I'm with someone, that it's fun. It can be casual. It doesn't need to be more than just when we're together and we have fun. But you can't be with somebody that leads with finances. So anyway, I think I've gone through a pretty good amount now. I think we've gone through 10 of about, I think since I said the other day I had like 270 or something, or 279 in there, I immediately went through and just eliminated some that were just a flat out, like, no, these were total ding dongs, got rid of them. And now I'm down to 263. But let me refresh, because I've been online. The minute you're online, people jump in there. Okay, yep. I've gotten 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 more messages since I logged in. This is why I cannot, like, you, it's hard to get through all this stuff. But anyway, thanks guys. Like, I love sharing this stuff with you. And if you guys have a thoughts or opinions about it, please don't hesitate to reach out. You know what my favorite thing is. I love the voicemails. Go to thecuriousgirldiaries.com, click on the pink tab on the right-hand side, and leave me a voicemail. I will get back to you personally. And the good news is I've changed it. I am now allowing you guys to leave me longer messages. Yes. First, I had it restricted. I was like, okay, I only want a minute and a half. You got 90 seconds. Like, say what's on your mind. Now, guess what? You have 5 minutes to say what's on your mind. You can just let it rip. And so please do so. I promise to get back to you. And I love that. Also, you can email me, of course, curiousgirl@thecuriousgirldiaries.com. That's my email. And if you go to the website, curiousgirldiaries.com, then you can link to all my social media, which I mentioned in this podcast. And I think that's about it, guys. But I'm looking forward to, like I said, I am firing this up. I'm horny as fuck. I need to get laid. Like, the bottom line, I need to get laid. I need a penis in my vagina. And I don't mean, I just, if I'm masturbating on some guy's dick, I don't care. Like, I need it. I need some physical activity. I'm itching for it. I want it. And I'm in a new place and I'm just ready. I'm ready to start some new chapters. I'm excited and I cannot wait to keep you guys in the loop and keep you posted on all my fun stuff coming up. Fun, hot, sexy stuff. All right. Thanks, guys. Take care. Love you guys. Stay safe. Bye.
Thanks so much for listening. And if you like what you hear, refer me to a friend. And make sure you're following me on social media. Also, go to the website, thecuriousgirldiaries.com, and join my subscribers-only list for access to exclusive content. And as usual, questions or comments, you can always email me at curiousgirl@thecuriousgirldiaries.com.